ABC Radio National, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's network of ideas, broadcast and podcast worldwide. Hello, I'm Andrew Ford, and coming up is an interview from The Music Show on Radio National. Some of the music you'll hear in the interview has been shortened to meet copyright restrictions. But if you visit our website at abc.net.au/rn/musicshow, you can listen to the whole programme as audio on demand. You can check the playlists, read transcripts of past interviews, and send us an email. You're listening to The Music Show on ABC Radio National, and it's time to hear again from the Narazirato Panpipers. They're from the Solomon Islands, and they were visiting Australia last March. Actually, they were in Australia for weeks. We had 9 members of the Panpipers on the show to perform. They're from Malaita Island in the Solomon Islands, where they live a traditional subsistence life, farming and fishing, and they were in Australia to raise funds to build a culture house in their village, and they did, as I said, a very extensive tour as part of this fundraising exercise. Well, they came into the studio along with Peter Keelan, former Australia Council fellow who has lived in their village as part of his research into panpipes all around the world. But before we talk to them, of course, they played for us. Thank you very much. That was the sound of 8 panpipes from the Narazirato Panpipers from the Solomon Islands. And I'm joined now by 2 of them, Donation Manuasi and Charles Maimarosia, and also by Peter Keelan, who's a former Australia Council fellow who's been living in the same village as the Panpipers and researching their music as part of his studies. Donation, perhaps you could tell us about the piece we've just heard.
Thanks a lot. This piece that we have just played, it's about a handsome man in our village by the name of Inamai. And normally he's a very handsome man and he lives by himself. Nobody taking care of him, nobody feed him, nobody visit him. He live by himself in a bush. So that's the piece of music that we have just played.
Okay. Perhaps we could talk about, first of all, the location. What part of the Solomon Islands are you from?
We're from Malaita, the southern part of Malaita. And we are from Are-Are.
Are Are is the name of the village, and also the name of your culture, yes?
The name of the village is Otarama.
Ah, I see. So you're from Are Are people.
From Are Are. And we speak 3 languages. One is our mother tongue from Are Are. The second one is the Pidgin English. That is for the whole Solomon Islands to speak. And the third one is English. So we got three languages to speak. We try our best to speak in English.
Oh, you're doing very well so far. Could you tell me about the place you live, the environment? What's it like there?
We have no roads, no electricity, no truck. We have our legs to walk one place to another. We also use canoes to paddle wherever we want to go. And that's all.
Yeah. And so, and is it forested?
Yes, virgin forest.
Right.
We live in virgin forest. And also we can hear birds singing. We can see animals walking to and fro. All those things.
Do these get into the music a lot? These birds?
Yes. Actually, those sounds that we used to blow in a traditional thing, they come from birds and animals and all those things from nature.
As we've said, the culture is are are. The music is are are. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
The pan pipe and our culture. It is our life living back at home, especially the pan pipe and the RRA culture that we are living. The pan pipe that we are trying to revive it. We believe that if we don't revive it, it will be loose and all of our values are pan pipe music, especially the traditional music. We hope it will be loose if we don't take care and revive it.
Well, it sounds as though you're taking care of it very well. Are the panpipes indigenous to the Solomon Islands?
Yes, some parts of Solomon, some provinces, they have panpipes also, like Isabel and some others. But it's their custom and it's their culture.
And the tuning, I read that the tuning of the individual panpipes in an ensemble like yours, each set of pipes is tuned differently. Is that right?
Yes, you are right. It's totally different from others.
So how does that work? Could you describe it? How do they fit together?
We have varieties of panpipe with us. One is called, we call it in our language, it's Opoina. And the other is called Aonimako. And the other one is called Otohana. And the other one is called Taka Irori. And the other that we are playing now is contemporary. We call it Aurokoroko.
Mm-hmm.
So when we combine it together, it makes some sort of, reality of our music.
Would it be possible to demonstrate just a single instrument for us so that we can hear one on its own?
Yes, Donation's the musical director
okay.
of the Narasarada
yes.
Panpipers. So he actually makes all of the panpipes. And in his set, just describing it, it's about just over a metre long. And within that set are the different styles of the Ariari panpipe that he's just described. So they're all bound as one big, massive instrument. And he's going to demonstrate now, maybe from Alpina.
This is Otohana. This is Taka Irori. That's all, Andrew.
That's a fabulous range of sounds, I can hear very clearly the different pitches. And the different tones. But the when they all come together, the tuning is quite rich, isn't it? It's very much like an orchestral experience.
What he's going to do now, Andrew, is demonstrate the last of those tubes. These are, they call them panpipes, but they're also, in our English language, we'd call them hitting tubes. And actually, maybe it's a good introduction to the next piece.
Oh, okay, which is involving hitting.
Yeah, now this is called Aoni Mako. And this particular piece that they're going to play is called De Etol.
Okay.
Okay, that's just an introduction. Now they play the full piece. Thank you. These are very versatile instruments, aren't they? That you can blow down and hit at the same as well. Now, those in that case, the instruments were being hit on rocks.
Yes, Andrew. This tapping tube normally is played by all our grannies, all our ladies back at home, and usually they use the push the tapping tubes between their fingers and their toes, and they hit it with under the rock or stones.
Yeah,
that's it.
The rhythms are very exciting, very lively as well.
Yeah.
Perhaps we could talk about the function of this music. Do you associate different songs, different pieces of music with different aspects of your life?
We got lots of pieces of this music. For an example, in our culture, we use communication with some of the instruments, such as wooden drums. Mm-hmm. We made those wooden drums out of logs of trees, and then we can communicate to other tribes or to the next village by using by beating those drums. We use those drums as a music as well. And not only the drums, but also varieties of wata. Just like a drum, but we can use our hands to make those beautiful and unique sounds out of the wata, out of the pool. We got lots of varieties of those musics and those instruments.
Well, we've certainly heard two very varied pieces today, and we're going to hear one more. But before we do that, perhaps Peter Keelan, I could ask you about your research, because you've been researching panpipes not just in the Solomon Islands but around the world, in Bolivia and Peru and Ecuador, and also in Africa, in Mozambique and in Romania. Are we talking essentially about the same instrument, or are these quite distinct varieties of panpipes that have grown up independently in different parts of the world?
Yeah, that's probably my doctorate right there, Andrew.
Okay. Right.
And I say that because, for instance, in the Solomon Islands, there is no documentation, really conclusive documentation, as to where the and how the panpipes exist within the different subcultures and different tribal groups there. And that really goes through to Mozambique, right up through Ethiopia. I guess the simplest thing to say is that, you know, if you have a piece of bamboo that's broken in the forest and the wind's blowing across the top of it, then way back sometime, a long time ago, then there would be, you know, someone that would eventually play a panpipe. I know that with the Ari Ari culture, and I should explain that a little bit further, that's like us saying, you know, the Noongar people. The
right.
Noongar people have their own Noongar language.
Yes.
And they have their own Noongar tribal grouping. So the Ari Ari is a distinct language and a distinct tribal grouping within the Solomon Islands. The birth of the Ari Ari tradition in panpipe, it comes from the Waratoo, which is their supreme spiritual belief system. And, you know, I guess you could say that some thousands of years ago. But, yeah, at some point in my motley career, I will get back to the Solomons and spend a lot of time there trying to clarify that, because I get asked it all the time, and there's a lot of discussion about, for instance, the Spanish stopping in the Solomons and having Peruvian sailors stroke slaves on board. So, yeah, there's no real concrete answer to that question.
Well, I hope you find something, well, at least a bit concrete, because it must be very difficult when there's no documentation at all. It must involve an enormous amount of guesswork apart from anything else.
Well, it does involve a lot of guesswork, but it involves a lot of chatting to people. So I've talked with a lot of people in the Solomon Islands, if we start talking about the Solomon Islands as an entity. And, for instance, in the village, in Otorama village, where the Narra Serrata panpipe has come from, Donation's father is 104 years old, and he's a very old panpiper, one of the real traditional panpipers, and he would sit for long periods of time next to me singing panpipe songs and then relaying those stories through his family as to the origins and the meanings of those panpipe musics.
It must be fascinating work. You're going to do one more piece for us, which involves everybody. Donation or Charles, would you like to introduce this last piece?
They've actually taken off their headphones in readiness.
Okay, well, in that case, I guess, Peter, it's down to you.
This is a wonderful piece. It's called Naratana Papa, and translates to it. It's a grandmother's lament.
Howdy. Havana.